This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb
sauce? Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, Queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bit like that.
Pie.
Well, there's no doubt that late summer is the best time for tomatoes. They are juicy. They are full of flavor. But believe it or not, tomatoes can still taste great when they're out of season. And that's according to Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's Good Food. She's here with a recipe that will give your less than perfect tomato some new life. Hello.
Hi.
Well, I have always heard that you need to avoid these horrible, mealy, cardboardy tomatoes and, you know, just suck it up. You can't have tomatoes in the middle of winter. But you're saying no?
Well, I'm saying pretty much. So let's be clear. This time of year, we can still find delicious, true seasonal tomatoes in the market. But as the weeks go by, they're going to disappear. The change is both in flavor and texture. They're tougher. And that characteristic tomato aroma and flavor just kind of evaporates, leaving behind a more acidic, forward fruit, which makes sense since there's not enough sun and warmth to cause the sugars and volatile flavor components to develop. But I have a recipe idea that is something good to have in your back pocket for when these perfect tomatoes disappear.
Right. When winter comes. You call it salad of two reds. So one of them, I guess, is a tomato.
Yeah, and I should say that this salad is also great with delicious summer tomatoes. Everybody should make it once this time of year, so you can just get into the swing of making it. But later on, if for some reason those less than perfect grocery store tomatoes are calling to you, or you have a good source of greenhouse tomatoes, it's a great recipe. It's a Moroccan recipe, and it comes from a 1995 cookbook that's one of my all-time favorites by Naomi Duguid and Jeffrey Alford. It's Flatbreads and Flavors, and the two reds in question are tomatoes and beets.
Oh, okay. I love beets. They're very sweet. So do they go with the acidic taste of the tomatoes?
Yeah, and they really... they really play against each other. You know, some people have problems with the earthy taste of beets, and the sweetness and acidity of the tomato kind of tames that. And as you can imagine, the red of the tomato juices combined with the purple of the beets combines to make an extraordinary color. It's a very beautiful salad that can combat the dullness that seems to be on the table during the fall in terms of color.
Okay, so how do you make it?
So it's tomatoes, beets, red onion, garlic, parsley, virgin olive oil, lemon, salt, and pepper to taste. And you can add a Moroccan spice blend of cumin, cinnamon, cardamom, and coriander to warm it up if you like. I've also added white beans to it. You can cut the tomatoes and beets in various ways. Sometimes I make them into small wedges. Sometimes I dice them. It's one of those recipes that once you have all the ingredients in front of you, you can pretty much play.
And you're cooking the beets, right? They're not raw?
Yeah, you're cooking the beets. And I prefer, although the original recipe tells you to boil beets, I really prefer to roast my beets. I think it... makes the flavor more intense, and it really intensifies the color.
Mm-hmm. So you just wash the beets, quarter them.
I wash the beets. I wrap them in foil, put the little foil packet on in a pie pan or on a cookie sheet so it doesn't leak in the oven. And then I roast it 400 degrees until it gets, soft when you jab a paring knife into it. Then you wait till it's cool enough to be able to slip the skins off, trim it up, and there you have this gorgeous beet.
Mmm, yum. So I guess you could make it a full meal by adding some kind of grain to this salad.
Yeah, I've actually made it by adding boiled new potatoes to it. Uh-huh. And I've also added grains like farro or barley. Yeah, it's really a recipe that lends itself to experimentation.
Okay, and we'll have the recipe on the website, correct?
Correct.
KCRW.org. All right, what's on Good Food this week?
I'm talking to Gustavo. We're talking about the upcoming tortilla contest. I talked to a wonderful cookbook author, Pierre Tam, about West African food. I also talked to a food journalist who writes for LA Taco and has an Apple Maps project where he maps five different restaurants in LA every month, Memo Torres. And the market report is about quince.
Quince. Okay.
Yep.
There's an unusual fruit.
Well, especially for Southern California. It's so rare. All the bakers are just in line for those quinces.
Ooh, okay. All right, that sounds great. Good food, Saturday mornings at 10 or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, go get the Good Food newsletter. It's free. Sign up at kcrw.com/goodfood. Evan Kleiman, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for us today on Press Play. Don't forget you can follow us on the socials. We're at KCRW. I'm at The Mad Brand. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Madeline Brand, and I will see you tomorrow.